Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. I want to start by giving a huge thank you to all the folks who helped make the Cass County Fair this past week a success, from our volunteers to our parents to the community members who supported, and definitely to all of the 4-H and FFA exhibitors who brought projects out and helped us throughout the week to make this a great county fair. Thank you so much for all the hard work put in by everyone in the community, and I hope you were able to get out and enjoy some of the exhibits, some of the entertainment, and of course the great community atmosphere at the fair. As we move into August, we are excited to be offering some summer STEM camps before we get back to school. We have two hands-on STEM camps coming up for your local youth to finish out their summer and learn a little bit about science and engineering in the process. First of all, on Wednesday, August 8th, The Art of Design is a camp for youth who've completed grades 2 through 5. Kids will spend the day creating items from everyday trash, learning about 3D design, and about the art of making and mixing with colors. Register by Monday, August 6th, to sign up for the Art of Design camp. You can also sign up for a Robot Mania camp being held Monday, August 20th. This camp is offered to youth who've completed grades 4 through 6. You can learn all about robots and programming as we spend the day with a variety of robot components and learn how to translate a plan into a program that makes robots do work. For this camp, register by August 15th. Both of these camps will be held at the Cass County Community Center on the fairgrounds from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. There is no cost to attend, but participants are asked to bring a sack lunch. You can pre-register by stopping by the Cass County Extension office to fill out a registration form and a medical release form, or you can find those forms on our Cass County Extension website and get those dropped back off here. Those are our two summer STEM camps, Art of Design on Wednesday, August 8th, or Robot Mania on Monday, August 20th. We hope you'll join us for one of those fun STEM camps before we head back to school at the end of August. Also, as we wrap up our gardening season and folks are starting to get produce out of their gardens, you may have some questions about your garden, especially if you're doing a container vegetable garden. Growing vegetables in containers is an easy way to experience the goodness of homegrown vegetables, and many vegetables do grow well in containers as long as they've got a little sunlight, water, and fertilizer, plus a well-drained soil mix. Our ISU Extension horticulturalists offer tips to keep those plants in containers productive throughout the growing season. First of all, if you have plants in containers, you may want to watch their watering schedule. Your frequency of watering will vary considerably depending on the container. Whether small or large, the size and type of container makes a big difference in how frequently plants may need watered, as does the composition of the potting mix or soil they're growing in. Also, the plant species and weather conditions all can contribute to how frequently those container plants should be watered. Since the soil is a little more exposed, they do need to be watched a little more closely than plants grown in ground. Plants growing in containers should be checked daily, especially during the summer, to determine if they need to be watered. If you're uncertain, poke your finger into the potting mix and water when the upper 1 inch of potting mix is dry. Keep in mind, when you're watering plants in containers, you want to continue to apply water until it begins to flow out the drainage holes in the bottom of the container, and keep in mind that planting containers should always have drainage holes in the bottom. You do not want to allow your potting mix to dry out completely, as this will cause it to shrink and pull away from the sides of the container and make it very difficult to rehydrate. If you do get your potting mix completely dried out, you want to place a container in a tub of water for 20 to 30 minutes to rehydrate the potting mix, or water it several times over a period of 2 to 3 hours to slowly work the moisture back into that container. Plants in containers do need to be fertilized, as nutrient levels in potting mixes quickly fall due to absorption by plants and leaching during watering. Many commercial potting mixes contain a slow-release fertilizer, but this usually doesn't last the entire growing season. When you're using a potting mix containing the slow-release fertilizer, you'll want to watch the plants and begin to fertilize when plant growth slows or color of the foliage begins to fail. A granular fertilizer can be applied to the soil surface, or you can use a water-soluble fertilizer. Either way, check the product label for application rates and frequency that may vary depending on your type of soil or your plant type. In addition to watering and fertilizing, you'll want to remove dead leaves and spent flowers to improve plant appearance and encourage bloom. Harvest vegetables at the proper stage of maturity for best quality and to encourage additional production. And inspect your plants on a regular basis for insects and diseases. Control by either hand-picking insects or spraying with an appropriate insecticide, or control diseases by removing infected leaves or entire plants if you're worried about diseases spreading through your container. For a full list of upcoming events coming up through Cass County Extension, you can visit our website or follow our Facebook page for more information. You can also give us a call, 712-243-1132, or find us at the Cass County Extension office, 805 West 10th Street, here in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.